Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, and thanks again for joining me here this week. And this is the second installation for January as we continue to go through the New Jewish Version. And today we're going to be talking about the Torah, and this is going to be found in a book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, and that would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. Okay, so on page 118, the Torah, the Principles of Translation. In 1955, the Jewish Publication Society appointed a committee of 7 scholars to prepare a new Jewish translation, beginning with the Torah. So the first one had 6 so-called scholars, and you guys know about scholarship, right? Scholarship does not believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scholarship does not believe in creation. Scholarship does not believe in the miracles of Jesus. Okay, that's just a few things that scholarship does not believe. Study scholarship. So, 7 scholars now, compared to 54 translators that didn't call themselves scholars, of the King James Bible, which took them 9 years to produce. 54 people, 9 years. And that of all different beliefs. Okay? Here, you have 7 that believe, I think, the same thing. But have you ever noticed that there are different synagogues and different rabbis, just as there are different denominations in the so-called Christian world? Have you ever noticed that? Take a look at that. Study that one out. Why are there different synagogues and different rabbis of different beliefs, just as there are different denominations in the world of Christianity? Anyway, 3 eminent Hebraists were selected to act as editors: Henry M. Orlinsky, H. L. Ginsberg, and Ephraim A. Spazer, 3 learned rabbis: Max Arts, Bernard J. Bamberger, and Harry Friedman, respectively, the conservative, reform, and Orthodox divisions of Judaism. So there you go. There's 3 different beliefs right there. Were appointed as consultants. The representative of the Jewish Publication Society, Solomon Grazel, served as the secretary of the committee. The original draft of the translation prepared by Orlinsky was circulated among the members of the committee. The resulting comments, criticisms, and suggestions of each member were also sent to all 7. Periodic meetings were then held in which decisions were made regarding the wording of the text by a majority vote. The MS was then sent to the press and was published in 1962. 11 years later, a second edition was published, embodying a substantial number of improvements. Orlinsky also prepared a helpful companion volume based on the text of the second edition, entitled Notes on the New Translation of the Torah. This volume, published in 1969, contains a helpful introduction to the history of Jewish versions in English, in addition to the notes which explain significant departures, the New Jewish Version from the version of 1917. So if you've never seen a Torah, most books read from left to right. A Torah reads from right to left. More next week.